Imagine you want to make some introductory remarks, don't you?
This is interview number one with Julia Shulman. My name is Tina Ricola de Noriega. Let's start by you telling us when and where you were born.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York, 10-10-10.
10-10-10.
Yes. And my mother and father had come from Russia separately at the latter part of last century. Uh-huh. And I don't know what kind of work they did in Brooklyn, but I was born there, as were two brothers, two sisters, and one brother. And then the family moved to Connecticut when I was a few months old, and my father became a farmer in a small town of Central Village, which is northeast of Norwich, which is in turn about 20 miles up the Shetucket River, mm-hmm, from New London, Connecticut. That's on the way up towards the Rhode Island, Massachusetts border. We had a large farm, I don't remember how many, 100 acres or so, 200 acres, and apparently we lived off the farm. We lived a mile and a half outside of Central Village and walked to school every day. I was then 5 years old, mm-hmm, about the time we got to Central Village. Of course, we had stopped, we had lived short time in two other small towns, Auchum and Lisbon. I won't tell you how to spell, well, Lisbon we know, in central Connecticut, Auchum, A-U-C-O-M. And apparently they were not satisfactory, but the thing I remember in my deepest, farthest memory is strange, because here I am sitting next to my mother on an open wagon with horses, and my father with other members of the family, the brothers and sisters, on another wagon in front of us, leading the way. We apparently had been riding the horses and wagons from our previous farms, mm-hmm, and we must have come east from Central Connecticut to Central Village. And I remember my father waving to my mother towards what appeared to be a house up on a slight rise in the land above the roadway, dirt road of course, and he turned with his horse and wagon up the drive into the farmhouse where we were going to live the next many years. And that was the beginning of my memory in the approaching the farm.
It's turning onto that road.
1915, uh-huh, that's right, it would be 15. And that's where my life began as far as my memory is concerned. Mm-hmm. But it was a large farm. My mother and father worked on the farm. We lived off of chickens, horses, cows. And my mother made everything. This is another thing which is very difficult for us to understand, and that is that the mothers, like the days of the covered wagon, the mothers could walk hundreds or thousands of miles on foot mostly, sometimes bearing a child and stopping and saying to the people in the caravan, "Go ahead, I've got to stop for my baby," and they give birth to a baby, and then they pick it up and start walking again. No joke, this is what you have. Well, my mother raised on the farm, of course, my younger brother, who is now 5 years older than I, 5 years younger than I, he was born, as all the children were in those days, at home, mm-hmm, and with midwives, whatever one has, but that's how we lived. My mother would go out, milk the cows, bring in eggs from the chickens, she'd make the cheeses, she'd make... The only thing she used to get from a farm in the town of Moose up